USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, while thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. He said that efforts will be made to get Afghan interpreters and families who have applied for special immigrant visas out as a priority. And thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
With the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, many are raising questions over the possibility of the country being used as a training ground for terror attacks once again, with some concern that groups like Al-Qaeda may now refocus on attacking the United States. Congressman Mike Waltz believes that the fall of the Afghan government could lead to the reestablishment of Al-Qaeda as a destabilizing force. The Florida Republican and veteran of multiple tours in Afghanistan tells CNBC that the country is likely to devolve into what he calls a cesspool of terrorism.
I think at the end of the day, you have two choices in Afghanistan. You have a small presence focused on counterterrorism and supporting the Afghan military, or you face what we're facing now, which will be a cesspool of terrorism. The problem is terrorism that happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. We will see Al-Qaeda 3.0. They are working closely with the Taliban, and they do intend to attack America again. That's not just according to me. That's according to Biden's own intelligence assessments.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo Radio.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Those in the food stamp program are getting a boost in their assistance. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a new survey shows that there is still much confusion over how and when workers will be able to return to the office. Tim Berg explains.
Some workers are still waiting to hear whether they'll return to the office amid a surge in coronavirus cases. A recent LinkedIn survey of nearly 3,000 workers found 36% still haven't heard whether they'll return or stay home. The latest COVID surge has already led some big companies to delay their return to the office. Amazon's corporate employees in the United States won't have to come back until early January, while Wells Fargo is giving its employees 2 more months to work from home. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.